USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden and First Lady Jill wished Americans a happy and closer to normal Thanksgiving. They recorded a Thanksgiving message, which they sent out on social media. Biden sent a special thanks to those who serve in the military.
As we gather together again, our table and our hearts are full of grace and gratitude for all those we love. And as Commander-in-Chief, I'm especially grateful to our service members and their families for the sacrifices to our nation.
The President also visited a Coast Guard station on Nantucket Island to extend Thanksgiving greetings virtually to service members around the world. Giant balloons once again floated in the streets of New York City, and spectators who were not allowed last year to watch due to the COVID-19 lined up once again at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade route. This is USA Radio News.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Mike Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98, queen and king size slightly higher. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press-and-pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
The death toll from a fire and explosion in a Russian coal mine rose to more than 50 as authorities now are opening a criminal probe into the incident. The death count from the Lysvezhnaya mine explosion in a region of southwest Siberia has reached 52 people, including 6 members of the rescue team. The victims suffered from carbon monoxide, according to officials. The regional prosecutor has begun an inquiry on whether labor and industrial safety laws were followed while a government investigative arm has launched a criminal case. There were no survivors from the accident, and most of the victims' bodies still remain in the mine. They'll be recovered once temperatures and methane concentrations stabilize. 43 miners have been in the hospital, with 4 of them listed in serious condition. The fire broke out at a depth of 820 feet and was caused by coal dust that caught fire in the airway. More than 40 people were poisoned by combustion products. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Forecasters say a quick-hitting storm known as an Alberta Clipper is forecast to bring frigid air and the first snow of the season for some across a wide portion of the country. Due to a dip in the jet stream, cold air will rush across portions of the Midwest and the Great Lakes on Friday and set the stage for stormy weather to come. People in the Dakotas, Ohio, and Michigan that are heading out for Black Friday will need to bundle up as low temperatures are forecast to dip into the teens and 20s. By Friday night, stormy weather will reach across the northern U.S. Snow is forecast from Minnesota to Illinois during the day on Saturday. Snowy and slick conditions that do develop on the roads may lead to travel issues or significant delays as the travelers continue to increase throughout the holiday weekend. Snow will continue across much of the Great Lakes region on Sunday, with the steady snowfall expected across northern Michigan, as well as the Upper Peninsula. Authorities have arrested a Broadway actor who allegedly marched on the U.S. Capitol with the Oath Keepers on January 6th after identifying him by a Michael Jackson tour jacket that he was wearing at the time of the riots. James Beeks was charged with obstruction of Congress and a misdemeanor charge of unlawfully entering a restricted building. Beeks was arrested in Milwaukee, where he was performing the role of Judas in a production of Jesus Christ Superstar. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.